Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I would like to really welcome you here today. I'm a spiritual guide and teacher, and I am very excited because I've started a new style of podcast that dovetails with my other podcast style. And today I'm going to be introducing you more to this new podcast style. It's called Deeper Discussions, and in this Deeper Discussion series, we will be going deeper into all kinds of themes related to the Guided Visualization series, and it's a different flavor altogether and style. And so in Deeper Discussions, we will have an opportunity to learn new things about ourselves, and you don't need to have listened to the complementary matched guided visualization and meditation that is called Locks and Keys to benefit from this deeper discussion. These two styles of podcasts have been designed to work independently. They are like building blocks and they do dovetail together. And if you are interested in a sensory kind of experience, then do try my guided visualization on Locks and Keys and see what opens up for you as you discover more about yourself and locks and keys and how they are currently at play in your life. Today's topic is called Deeper Discussion with Locks and Keys. So we are going to be putting on kind of a magnifying glass, so to speak, and take a deeper dive. So I want to start by just asking you, when you think about the words locks and keys, what are some of the images or some of the things that you are thinking about immediately as soon as you hear those words? For me, I have thought about in Europe, there are some bridges where people attach locks onto bridges, and there's thousands of them on this one bridge in Paris, for example. I'm also able to make associations with locks that feel good, like some of the ones that are put on those bridges. And like in Paris, where people have made a commitment, you know, a pledge of love or a vow to each other. So there's, you know, locks that could be on that bridge related to love. However, there's also locks where people feel locked out and you could feel like you are in a relationship, but actually it's unrequited love. You're locked out of that person's life. So there are times when we feel that we are in a committed, locked-in situation that feels good to us, and we're happy and content about it on different levels on the continuum. And then there are situations and challenges where we have entered into some sort of promises or vows or commitments that make us feel imprisoned, so to speak, or locked in, or, you know, an octopus that's got its hands, its little fingers on you, and it's drawing you in, and it feels more entangled or meshed, or things that aren't feeling so much that are related to contentment or happiness. So what we're going to do in this time that we have together is we are going to explore some of these main themes, which are going to be around promises and vows and how we might be challenged by, you know, some of these subcategories related to promises and vows. And then as we gain more clarity, as we start to get some new ideas of how we can keys actually to help us unlock some of the ways in which we might be challenged or feeling stuck. When we have some of those keys, then we might have some more opportunities to explore and experiment with. You know, just let those things bubble up as they do and just be curious. So let's get started, and let's first look at the definition. A lock is a device opened by a key, a combination, or a key card, and used as a door, a container, etc., for holding, closing, or securing. So here, when we're talking about lock, we're not literally, we're actually looking at it symbolically. And when we look at something symbolically, then we can apply some of these ideas to relate to your current life. And so in which ways can you feel that you're already feeling happy and content in certain aspects in your life related to commitments or vows? And how many different situations are you feeling like you aren't so happy and content and that you feel on the continuum somewhat locked up and you want to get more freedom around it? So as we go now even deeper, I would like to look at the definition of promises. And what is a promise? Well, a promise is a declaration or an assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. When I think about promises, the first question that I want to ask you in regards to this is, do you feel overall that you keep your promises? And if so, where do you find you keep your promises? Do you keep your promises to yourself? And what is an example of that? Do you keep promises to another person? When do you not keep a promise? And when has there been something even recent that looks like it's kind of small, where you made a commitment or an agreement to do something or be there for someone? And as you recall this, there's another level you can look at in regards to promises. Sometimes we make promises that are literal, where we go, I will meet you and you can depend on me. I'm going to follow through with X, Y, and Z. But you don't sign an agreement or a contract. You just make a verbal agreement. And then there, of course, are the promises that we make each other that we write down or we set out into an agreement. As in, if you're buying a car, you make an agreement if you need to buy a loan that you're going to pay back the loan at a certain rate at a certain time. And with some of those promises, you know, if we're breaking some of them, if that's what happens, sometimes there's a cost to breaking a promise. And if you are aware of the fine print, sometimes you might end up, it might cost you money, or emotionally it might cost you if you let somebody down. So you're not the only person that struggles with these things. I mean, me too, and all of the different ways that I have found out from talking to clients. Yeah, I mean, we disappoint ourselves and we disappoint others sometimes. For example, if I'm thinking about, can I make a vow or promise to myself? And if I am setting myself up and I don't choose something that I really am truthful about that's going to be doable and practical, for example, if I'm trying to lose weight, it's more practical and doable if I think, okay, I can follow this plan and consume less calories and move my body more and lose a pound a week versus setting myself up, I have to lose 5 pounds by the end of this week. So, you know, if we're going to make a promise, this is the key. Can you be truthful about when someone is asking you or wanting you to do something, can you really follow through with it? Or is it just kind of wishful thinking in your heart you wish you could and you don't want to let them down so you agree to something? So another key to unlocking some of this is around, if someone comes up to you and invites you to do something, for example, or if they are asking and want you to do something for them and you're really wanting to take some time to think about instead of having a knee-jerk reaction where you automatically may say yes or you may automatically say no, maybe this is something, a key to help unlock it, is to say to the person, you know what, thank you so much for thinking about me and I will get back to you on that. So that already gives you some breathing room. You don't feel like you have your back against the wall having to make a certain choice, and you can ponder and weigh things out. And another key is when you're pondering things, if you feel some aspects of what has been asked of you, you can think, oh, I could feel comfortable doing these pieces of it, but not these. And then you have that to bring back to the table in discussion with someone. Another aspect to think about regarding vows is we all know about marriage vows, the idea of it. And in some of the traditional vows that people made to each other, it was around some aspects like till death do us part. And now more often people are coming up with their own vows that they've each thought about and that they would like to make a vow to each other. And even with vows, I mean, we start off with good intentions. Otherwise, I don't think anybody would be really wanting to get married, for example. So we do want to hold up our end of the bargain and what we agreed to doing in these vows. And sometimes, you know, things happen and relationships start to peter out or the relationship isn't salvageable for whatever reasons. And so that's why the divorce rate has high statistics of over 50%, and people can become separated or divorced. So how is it that once we make these vows, whether they're to ourselves or to others, what are some new ways in which we can give ourselves some room to reflect before we enter into some of these commitments, promises, vows, oaths, and pledges, and that kind of thing, without, you know, feeling like we're giving a piece of ourselves away that maybe we hadn't intended to, and do it in a more thoughtful and conscious, more conscious way. So that's another key to unlocking some of that. Another thing that I would like to say is, you know, we enter into all kinds of agreements with one another. Again, some of these agreements are spoken, and some of these things we do sign on the dotted line. And I just encourage you, when you are doing something big and make an agreement or a contract, see if you can understand what is in the fine print so that you are better informed, and information is power. So that's a suggestion. And of course, me too, I sign up on things on the computer and it always has that little ticky box that says, I understand and agree to these terms. So we all do that without reading the fine print. And it's not about right or wrong, it's just being better informed. So when we do have choice points, we're in a better position to really understand more facets and not to have so many areas in which we have blind spots. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is in regards to the idea of secrets and how we can make promises to one another about secrets that we have. For example, if I have something really private but really heartfelt that I really want to talk about with someone, and this has happened to me before, and I'm sure it's happened to you too, where you say to the person, you know, I really would like to tell you something that's going on with me, but before I do, I need you to promise that you won't talk about it with anybody because it's so intimate and private to me. And we've all had situations where we have some other person's let us down or betrayed us in that level of not being able to hold a secret. And we too have betrayed others in not being able to hold a secret at some point. And if we're being honest, maybe what we could say is, if we are feeling, I don't know what you're going to say to me, and it might be too much of a burden for me to carry, maybe you start to have some of those discussions before you agree to holding the secret. And that's another key to unlocking some of this. So I would say that I could really talk about so many different things related to locks and keys, and I'll probably be doing a part two and a part three in this deeper discussion series on locks and keys. I mean, we have talked about quite a few things already today, and I would like to say, don't beat yourself up or be too critical when things start to bubble up. However, encourage yourself. And you are looking at some areas that are maybe brand new that you're looking at, and with fresh eyes, and give yourself some credit for having the courage to do this. One thing that you can do once you finish listening today is, if you've had some inspirations or intuitive hits or gut reactions, you can write some notes and see where that takes you. And if you are interested in having a different experience that helps to unlock more things for you around this topic of locks and keys, then I invite you to find my podcast, Guided Meditation and Visualization on Locks and Keys, on my podcast, and look that up and listen to it and see what things start to inform you during that sensory experience. And now I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.